kirtans or leading projects or leading families or all of the above. And you talked about being aware of our dryness in spiritual life, or sometimes our lack of ability to perform our practice. And sometimes when you're leading a community or people see you in a certain way, it becomes very, very difficult to share and admit to other people's when you're struggling, because people then stop seeing you in a certain way. And so you just kind of develop a tendency to want to just kind of keep it all in, and then it just kind of compounds on itself. So how can we, as a community of devotees, doing something very hard in New York, trying to be sadhakas and practicing, create space for each other to encourage other people to share those struggles in a way that creates acceptance, creates support, creates camaraderie, where there's less shame and less guilt and more ability for people to open up with each other? How can we, can you share a little bit about how we can do that as a community?
Two things. Very nice how you said. I think we must start taking interest in another person. There was a very interesting, in America, town called Alexandria. It sounds very ancient, Cleopatra, Pharaoh, and so on. It is a town, and it was at the time when America struggled to shed off this terrible stain of segregation, you know, white people and all the rest of the universe, you know. So the way the people in Alexandria wanted to bring the communities together was by making one football team with white people and black people. But it didn't work. The players would, when it came to eating, they would sit in one corner, the different groups, you know, the different bodies, and eat alone. There was no sense of community. And of course, the town was suffering from intercommunal strife and so on. You know, the idea with the football team was an idea to bring communities together. That was the reason. By making one team, you have to ask Gokrishna, but for highly excelling football teams, they must learn to play together. You know, that it's not good to have one star who cannot play with the rest. It's better to have maybe not such a star, but people that can play together. They're in one mind. We could call that mastermind, or in Krishna consciousness, we would say servant mind, you know. So it did not work. As the small, in the small space, there was no coming together. In the big space was not coming together. And you know, there was a difficult time in the history of your country, because there was violence between the communities. So the coach of the team was a black person, and he was struggling and he was failing. He noticed in the team there was one person, I forgot which community he belonged to, who would always talk to the players. All the players, and know about them. And then somehow this coach got the idea. He said, every one of you, I think in a football team there are 11 plus but reserve players, no? About 20, no? They would all, he said, I make you train 3 times as hard if you cannot give me information about the other players. So they had to talk 3 times as hard. who wants that, you know. So they had to talk with each other, get to know each other, and so on. And once they did that, it became a legend, this football team. And although they are old guys now, they are still known as the Titans. Perhaps you've heard. I have not heard. Have you heard Titans? There is a Titan. They can tackle the ball very expertly and so on. But the idea is there is this communal spirit. And what I have seen in Dayagaranga, in any projects where we are so busy with the just to keep the things going, there is sometimes no time for that. And you had seen this, or was it maybe Veera Batra? He was doing the service before you, I believe, Veera. We had tried, but I think it was something very... It was a first attempt to just go all and have an outing in upstate New York at a Peter Stuyvesant thing. I remember that I felt that was a good-hearted attempt, but some more thoughts need to be going into that so that it's really nourishing. And I've seen in communities where I'm involved, Goloka Dham, Simhachalam, and so on, Pandavasenas, Uhu in London, very much, you have to create forums where people talk to each other, get to know each other, become friends with each other. And then they have this mind, we and the Bhakti Center, you know. It's no longer I am a member of the Bhakti Center, but we Bhakti Center people. You know, it has changed from I to me, to we, I'm sorry, from I to we. This is what could be done on an, perhaps on an, let us see, group level. You can create such forms. You can use your poetic mind, you know, to somehow bring this about. Maybe you can say we all have to chant 64 rounds if we don't talk to each other. I'm joking. Little joke is this is for sure what you should not say, because then they think the chanting is a punishment, you know. Like this, I don't know you. I want to now say something on an individual level, and I request you to now listen very carefully with your analytical brain. I also am sometimes drained, and I don't want to see people any longer, because I'm so... When you are really drained, then you... Oh, these people now, you know, and so on. And this is the moment when the preacher dies, you know. He can't do his service any longer. And what I have noted is I can come out of this only when my soul touches Krishna or is touched by Krishna. And this can be sometimes very brief. It could be just reading a prayer from Narottam Das Thakur. But you know when you this feeling when you go, Tamasimo Ma Jyotirgamaha, I'm going out of the darkness into the light. You feel that. It's almost a visceral experience. And you have to, and it's sometimes this way or that way. There is no one way for us. But this being coming into the presence of the Lord, it may be when no one is in the temple that you come before Radha Muralidhara and say, please give me your strength, I can't do this any longer. You know, some real contact. Acting from the place of being Krishna consciousness, not acting in Krishna consciousness. No? It happens for me, Dayagaranga Prabhu, reading the Bhagavata. And I now read with one very nice person, I think you will know him, Gauranga Darshan. He gives a reading of the Bhagavatam or discussion, you know, from he's now in the first canto, 13th chapter. I know, I have become a student. I ran away from school and all training things because I'm not like this. I'm an experienced-oriented person. This is very, very nice. There you touch the life wire of the Bhagavatam. You know this life wire, you say in English? Yes. You have to touch this whole thing. Be Krishna conscious, not always acting. And it can be in 1 minute or once. Once Prabhupada was asked, how long does it take to become Krishna conscious? And he said, it can happen in 1 second, or it may not happen after many lifetimes. It's about this, what is the thing? It's about the life contact. Therefore, I was saying in the beginning, this being mode, being in Krishna consciousness, is possible when you are in the presence of Krishna. And we do this by being mindful of him as long as we can. As I said, I met the sisters. They talk for hours about the Bhagavatam with each other. Hours, or let us say, for a substantial time and so on. I can imagine at the beginning you might feel awkward. Ooh, I'm talking about Krishna. I'm not so advanced. I'm from New York. In the lecture, yes. Then I will prepare myself so that everyone can see that I'm extremely learned, you know. But now I'm talking outside of the lecture about Krishna. There's no video on. I'm not recorded, you know. I don't post this on Instagram, you know. That's the real stuff, you know. Krishna sees. You need to practice, just like when you gave the first time your lecture. Most probably you were dying from nervousness when you were sitting there. Most probably, at least I was dying. I'm still remember how I was thinking about coffins, and I was so nervous, you know. Hare Krishna. Being, not just acting. Dobro. Good. So I think because the night is still young for Prasadam, they have eaten. Good. I'm thinking for now, you know, because I gave a lengthy answer for all the unasked questions. Hare Krishna. Anything for me to... It was a real pleasure to be in this thing. And Janavi, I have for the first time listened to this. It sounds very, very nice. It's the sound which really... is far-reaching. It goes really into, isn't it? I've never seen this. How is there a name for this?
They're called crystal singing bowls.
Crystal singing bowls. They were singing this evening. So I think we should end here. We can talk a little with each other, perhaps. But those who have to go or need to go, I know Yashoda Dulal has something starting very early in the morning, and so on. And you came to give pleasure to our hearts. Yes. I wanted to just sing for 5 minutes. Then it's a good completion. Otherwise it's not proper. Which tonality, please? Everyone in one voice. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gaurani Vajrayane Nirvisheshasunyavani Haskachyade Sadhani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Gaura Prema Nandi, Hari 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 Ma. The idea for this lecture was coming, as I said, 2 years ago, but I had also an almost mystical experience in New Vrindavan. One morning, it was early, I was going to the japa, guided japa thing. I saw a car in the darkness, and as I came closer, the door opened and I asked, who? And voice came back, Ananta Govinda Maharaj. So then we embraced, and Ananta Govinda needed an early start to come back to New York in time for his, I think, work obligations. And he started the car. We said goodbye and see you soon and all this. And then your car was going. No, I was going to the temple, and your car was going that street, and it was a beautiful white car, and it was about to fly. It was taking a little acceleration, and then you drove up, and I saw the wings coming out and flying. It was a fast car. So I thought at that time, I know Ananta Gauranga, Ananta Govinda, I'm sorry, since I can well imagine we met, perhaps it was in Mayapur, is it 20 years or something when we were young? I met him, and now he is a grown-up man who has a flying car. and it was just so symbolic, the rear lights of the car, the back lights, just disappearing in the darkness as the car was. There was also a physical reason for the car rising. It the street went up, you know. But really, it looked really, and I saw the car and the man disappearing in the darkness. And yes, one day we will depart. We will leave our bodies, and we will disappear. This is happening by the influence of Kala. My dear everyone is moved. Now, 20 years later, he has a flying car, a car, and there is a little boy, that is your son, Srinam. Srinam is there with bright eyes full of light, curious to explore the world, and so on. We are really moved by time. We are not the movers. We are moved. Now, for a devotee, he's not just moved by time. He wants to be moved by Krishna directly, not by Krishna's impersonal representation in the world. God's in the world is time. Even for the atheist, he has to bow down to time, get gray hair, despite henna. I'm speaking the truth. So yes, we all have to. But why choose for a representation of Krishna the time? Why not Krishna? And that is when we become mindful of Krishna. We need to learn that in whatever way. We need to tune our bodies so that this is easy for us to catch the right pitch, so to say, the right expression of our thing. And better do this now, where you are young, Krishna, Tvadiya, Padapanksha, and your mind is healthy, you don't forget so much as I forget. I'm now forgetting. It starts, you know. And while you're young and so on, you should practice being mindful of Krishna. Then Krishna moves you. And the life is without anxiety. If time moves you, it could be that you are anxious. Oh, my hair is becoming white. Oh, my voice is cracking up. I'm no longer a kirtaniya. I'm a frog now. You know. And oh, my abilities leave me. Then it could be that you are anxious if you have not become mindful of the real Krishna, not his representative. You are moved, my dear devotees. When you're moved by time alone, you can become anxious. But if you're moved by Krishna, you are free from anxiety. Good. I'm very inspired. But I should now stop. I'm a great talker, I know, even though I don't speak your language very satisfactorily. But I can talk and talk and talk. So I will end here. I wish you all the best. I'm in New York for a Blitz visit. And tomorrow we are in the Bhakti Center, isn't it? Yes, tomorrow we are visiting Radha Mulidhara. And I will see the writing table of Dayal Gauranga because he's my favorite poet. Good. Then have a nice rest of the day. Most probably we should say a restful day. No? A restful day and Hare Krishna. And thank you for the children. My God, you were such listeners without running around, just listening like anything. Amazing. Just a few lapses here and there, but but general style, very admirable. Yeah, that's natural. We are young, you know, that's natural. Hare Krishna, Haribo.